I wanted to write an anti-war poem, but ever since the war started, 1 year ago today, I have wanted to write an anti-war poem. For each of the last 365 days, I have been trying to write, to voice my opinion in opposition to this war, but nothing has come out. After 5 days of watching and not watching bombs fall in Iraq, I thought I had it when some white boy during a soccer game told me to go back to Baghdad. And as my fists found his temples in retaliation for the bombs that were obliterating theirs, I remember thinking to myself, amidst the slow motion, home movie haze, this will make a great poem. A poem about how he mistook Mesoamerica for Mesopotamia, Borinquen for Babylon, and why Baghdad, instead of Brasilia, Beijing, Beirut, Bogota, Bombay, even biracialville, USA. I swear I was going to write a poem about that white boy, about how his words were acts of errorism, misguided missiles missing their marks, leaving brown bodies burning, turning soccer fields into battlefields, turning mosques and marketplaces into burial grounds. I wanted to write that poem, testimony to our bodies, how they have always been battlefields and burial grounds. I wanted to tell that white boy off in a poem that said, go back to Nazi Germany, back to imperialist Britain, go back to Hollywood, back to the Oval Office, go back across the Mason-Dixie line, back to Oklahoma City, Jasper, Texas, go back to the suburbs, go back into every red, white, and blue-blooded American home, crawl back inside the weapon of mass distraction that is the centerpiece of your living room, back into the studios of CNN. You can go anywhere you want to, Mr. All-American White Boy, as long as you go back. Because where else do you go when you've reached the top of the world? Damn, I wanted to write that poem, but I never did. Instead, I traveled, crisscrossing the country, wrote and read other poems. I think I wrote a poem for my brother, who has never seen the island that gave birth to our grandmother. Wrote one for a lover who I lost to another, but no poems against war. I played soccer and video games, watched the Super Bowl, skipped the halftime fiasco, wrote no poems against the war. But I swear to you, I wanted to. I've been meaning to write that anti-war poem. Even had deadlines, but then Haiti made headlines and that war hit close to my ancestral home again. My heart was a hurricane, and I felt the need to start over again, searching for the right words to say as a grandchild of Borinquen to the people of neighboring Haiti, to the heirs of Caonabo and Anacaona, children of Toussaint Louverture. I wanted to write that poem, but there were rallies and meetings to attend, and I needed a new job, one where I wasn't plagued by white liberals asking where I come from and trying to speak Spanish. Wanted to write my anti-war poem, standing on firm ground, but I'm looking for a place to live. Can't tell you where I will call home in a month. Been questioning where I call home even now. I wanted to write a poem that meant something, that made a difference, that could stop bullets, topple empires, a poem that could rebuild marketplaces, breathe life back into burnt brown bodies, a poem that could cross rivers with two names, Rio Grande y Bravo, Tigris and Dijla, Euphrates and Furat, traversing Mesoamerica and Mesopotamia. I swear, if these wars ever end, the one that rages always over there, or there, or there, or there somewhere, and the one right here in my heart, if these wars ever end, if my brother ever makes it to Puerto Rico, if my lost lover ever comes back to me, if I ever find home, work with meaning, if the war that just wants peace and love, if that war over there, this war right here, if these wars ever end, if I can ever find a moment's quiet, peace of mind, then maybe, just maybe, I'll write that poem.